and the mic should be on. I'm having to do it on my phone instead of BlueStacks. BlueStacks didn't want to work today, so we were a little late, but we're here. The X-Space should be launched now. Hopefully it doesn't interfere at all. We got Thunderstroke in the chat! Cool. I'm gonna invite FDM in to speak. Wait, I think I sent the invite. Hold on, I'm trying to invite him. It should let you, and there should be invite. I'll make you co-host. There we go. Co-host invite has been sent to the one and only FDM Arms. We've got our Fireball. We've got our Starbucks cold brew. We've got our Heartburn, boys. Now we wait. MDD Custom in the house. If you guys are interested in speaking, make sure you check out my X Space. I also need to turn my partner off. And multi-streaming. When I'm multi-streaming. There we go. I'm actually partnered with Kick, so I have to be compliant, guys. There we go. It's not letting me turn it on. There we go. Multi-streaming is turned on. FDM in the house. If you're speaking, we can't hear you yet. I know X is always weird and buggy. They need to fix that.
What about now?
Yep, it's working now. It just hit me that I have to join my own X space to be able to hear you so it doesn't echo. Hold on.
God, get your shit together.
It's not letting me listen to my own X space.
Hey, what X needs to get That's their crazy. Shit together? That's crazy. You can't start a live from your desktop.
That. Yeah, you're gonna have to give me a second, guys. I have to join in on my desktop. Dude, this sucks. Okay. We're doing it. Okay. So, let's talk about why your account was suspended, FDM.
I took it offline myself. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't suspended. I just left.
Yeah, they're claiming... AG and all them, they're claiming nobody knows why. You just did it because you gave up.
Yeah, I just gave up. That's what happened. No, what happened was that certain people supposedly doxed me and you and friends and some family from what I understand. So... basically, I took myself out of the equation for a little bit to think about what was going on and think about what my next moves were. And right. Here we are.
So, for all the people wondering, because I know there's been a lot of people in the community that have been curious about the drama, and I've seen people commenting on AG and Johnny's posts that they don't even know what's really going on. FDM and I were both doxxed, and they've been holding information behind closed doors, but doxing us within their, you know, their circles for obvious reasons. It's illegal. Spreading rumors, but somehow making themselves look like the victim. So that's where it starts. That's where the drama starts, is the doxing and alleged rumors about me and FDM Arms. Honestly, I'd like to start this whole entire thing out saying it's really contradictory to their beliefs about Cody Wilson and the 3D2A community. This space, we rely on our privacy. We rely on our identity, staying behind closed doors, staying safe. So it's pretty contradictory to be in a community that needs these things, but then dox others?
Right, exactly. They talk all that shit about Cody fucking doxing him for his the Gatalog civil suit, I guess. And then he's countersuing, talking about him doxing them. And then they go around and do the same shit. I mean, it's insane. Like, they're doing exactly what he's alleging. Like, yeah. They're proving his point.
So there's been a lot of doxing going on. I got a call, someone I shall not name. And also other people telling me that I've been doxed, which is insane. But, suck my balls. I mean, like, it is what it is. If that's what they want to do. But people need to know. People need to know who was a part of this. AG Cast denouncing MS-13 gang member threats about FDM Arms is insane. At some point, I was going to retweet all these things, but I thought, you know what, we're going to do a live. We're going to do a live to let you guys know how much of a fat piece of trash these people really are. Who are you following? Who are you liking? Who are you friends with? These people have denounced MS-13 gang member threats, calling it a joke. Is it really funny, though, FDM? Is it funny to you? Do you feel like...
I think you're using the wrong words there, but... I mean, no, it's not funny. That shit, from where I'm from, we don't joke about sending MS-13 members to someone's house. That's not funny, because that shit's real. Like, that's... And no, it wasn't AG who said that. That was... I actually
didn't denounce it. Was what?
Neither did Clay. Like, I wouldn't see AG denouncing it anyways. Why would he? He probably thinks it's funny. But no, that was Cypress who said that your home address has been sent to all local MS-13 gang members. And, you know, it was kind of funny at first. And then I was like, you know, you got that phone call, and then I got a bunch of DMs, and then I was like, they're really, really close to home. They don't have it all 100% correct, but they could quite possibly do some damage. But the upside to all this, the upside to all of it, is that these people talk. They talk. Like, they're doing the crime and talking about it. Like, I really don't understand what their angle is. So, like, if anything did happen, if I was swatted, if you were swatted, if any of our friends or family was swatted, if anybody was harmed, like, quite literally, they're joking about it on the internet, public, for everyone to see. So I know who to point the authorities to if anything ever did happen. It's insane.
They're literally posting crimes. And at this point, like, yeah, the hate was funny at first, guys, but we need some accountability. Because if we're going to be putting people in danger and saying it's a joke, it's not. It's not a joke. You guys aren't funny. You fucking smell bad. You're a bunch of bitches, and we don't like you. You know, We're done being compliant. We're crashing out. And I hope you clip this so your whole entire fucking follower base knows that you're a big sack of shit. You want to be in the 3D2A community and claim that you're doing shit for our community? You're doxing your own members. So what if we have different beliefs? That's what 3D2A was founded upon. And now you're going to dox people because we have different beliefs than you? Also, I had nothing to do with Cody Wilson, so why am I even involved in this? You're doxing people because you're mad, because you're seething. You're seething deeply inside. And, you know, you can suck a fat dick, all of you. All of you in here, suck my dick. I hate everybody, and I hate all of you, and you all smell bad.
That was a spurg.
We're spurging out tonight. We got lots of listeners, lots of people in here.
I do want to make it clear. I don't think AG was behind any of it. I'm assuming, I'm not even going to assume. I know exactly who it was. But I don't think AG was behind it. I do think he
helped. He instigated.
Yeah,
he posted
I definitely
about
do.
It.
Yeah.
He made it into a joke.
Yeah, it's not a joke. And just a few seconds ago, I'm trying to bring up I got him blocked. Somebody DM'd me that Zona said something about Bad Dragon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that too. See, I've got Zona blocked. So her little girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is, has been coming for me and coming for you. It's honestly, they're probably the same people. They're just so lonely that they have to act like they have a partner.
Yeah, they got pictures. I don't know how they dug this deep. I thought my OBSEC was pretty on point. I guess not. Looks like they got pictures of when I sold a Bad Dragon toy from like 5 years ago. And some type of vape. I'm not sure that the vape was me.
I didn't hear you. Some type of, you said bait?
Vape? Like an e-cig vaporizer, I think? A Vaporoso? Isn't that an e-cig vape? Vaporoso?
Wait.
I don't know.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
It says, is FDM still selling Bad Dragons? His store is down, so I can't tell. And then they got a Reddit post of mine from 5 years ago wanting to sell Bad Dragon Chance Sheath Metallic Deep Purple Signature Color.
How dare you?
How dare I?
How dare you?
Hey, let me tell you what. Bad Dragon, they make quality art.
No, they really do. I mean, I don't know personally, but I've seen the stuff. But also, it's like, if that's the only thing that they have on you,
that's not the only thing. Supposedly they have my wife. Supposedly they have videos of my wife and pictures of my wife. They have an address and some other things. And they, I've heard, see, I don't want to like throw everyone under the bus.
Throw them.
When I say they, I mean, I've heard Yeezy or seen Yeezy talk about it. RK, Clay or Prince Revolution. Let's see, who else? Jiny. Which I think Jiny. I think Jiny Boy is the one who, is the one who doxed me.
I think they were all behind it. I think they're all a bunch of fucking weird stalkers. They've committed their whole entire life to Zoopy and FDM.
If we're so dumb, if I'm just some moron on the internet, which I am, why do they feel so threatened? Why do they have to destroy everyone with an alternate opinion? Everyone. They have to everyone, it doesn't matter who it is, if anyone has an alternate opinion from theirs, instantly they go after them.
Yeah, and that's why I'm hosting this space today. I know a lot of people have been keeping their mouth shut and just asking, like, what is actually going on in the community? What's really going on? I've seen a bunch of comments like that. And so, yeah, we're just here to kind of give you guys some clarity about who you're really following, who you're listening to. A lot of these things are rumors. And these same people that are trash talking us have doxed us and spread these same lies. So, yeah, we're just kind of here to give it to y'all. We're going to also have some other people speaking as well, whoever, you know, wants to tune in. I don't think we're going to let any ops on for obvious reasons. Fuck y'all. I hope you wake up in the morning and your shit stinks real bad. For obvious reasons. Allegedly. My vape died midstream, you guys. And I'm really trying to figure out how to plug it back in. What the hell? Are you watching my kick feed? Help me plug this in, FDM.
What are we doing? What?
I can't. I don't know how to plug my vape in. Oh, wait. I see it. Never mind. I found it. I found it, guys. Okay.
Is that the Vapor Esso I sold?
Probably.
Five years ago? I don't think that was me. I don't remember that shit.
I don't know. Maybe it was just so long ago.
Did he dig that up? Some weird ass shit.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that's also weird too, because the fact that you're going to sit there and like wait all that, do all that shit just to find out this minuscule amount of fuckery. Like, okay, so what if you bought a bad dragon dildo? Okay, so what? Oh no. So what if you were writing on a Reddit account? Like, y'all are a bunch of cucks for real, and you're fucking weird.
And so what, like, so what if I was selling my ass on the corner and they got video of it? What's it to them?
That's oddly specific, FDM.
I mean, I could be at the gay bar selling my ass on the corner. I mean, it's none of their fucking business.
Yeah, it's weird. So we've kind of covered the doxing. AG Cass, we don't have proof that he helped in it. Johnny the Human is obviously behind the doxing. These people, they're trash, and you guys should know it. The community should come first. Your privacy and the people who you are speaking to should come first. We're not only just covering this because these people are annoying, we're also covering this because that's what you call a snitch. That's what you call, just know. Like, these people, they're snitches, they're bitches, but also, these things aren't jokes. They're not funny. I also saw today that somebody had posted Tequila Kid 900. I wrote their username down so you guys can go look at it yourself. Commented on Prince and Revolution's Twitter post today saying, and I quote, "He was being really nice, honestly. He made a meme instead of posting the front door." Referring to the front door of FDM Arms' house.
No, he's talking about your house where you stay, because that was your post. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he wasn't talking about me, but I have had comments.
About my
state
of residence.
Yeah, I have had comments like that personally. And yeah, it's really fucked up that Dr. Death and Unseen Killer, Dr. Death. I've had multiple people tell me Clay or Prince in the Revolution, whoever you want to call him. I call him Clay. Clay is neutral. He's cool. He's, you know, he's really down to, he ain't with all that fuck shit. I don't know. From the outside looking in, looks like he is with that fuck shit. You didn't see him go, "No, Tequila Kid." You know, I don't have a picture of her front door. I don't know where she lives. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, now that I'm reading that, are you sure they mean my front door and not my, like, no-no square?
Honestly, I don't know. I would assume that he's talking about posting your front door. I mean, that's what I would assume, not your no-no square.
I don't know. Yeah, I think they're talking about doxing me. I'd like to say that, you know, even though it sucks, you're putting people in danger, you know? And it's not cool. It's not cool, bro.
And once again, they fucking talk. That's what scares me the most, is they fucking... They're literally in federal court right now. They're in federal court. It is a civil suit and this and that, you know, but they're in federal court over this shit. And they're talking about it publicly, joking about it. Like, what is wrong with them? Their lawyer, the Gadalog's lawyer, must be fucking pulling his hair out. Or maybe not. Maybe he's a moron too. I would assume he would have to have some speck, like drip, like a drop of intelligence to pass law school. I would assume.
Yeah. So, can also, I'm sorry, my ADD. Who is Clay? Is this Prince and Revolution?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is my mic up? Somebody told me they can't hear me.
They're talking about Kick. You guys, if you want to hear everybody's audio, I don't have it included in the Kick stream, just in case anybody goes out and says something like, you know, crazy slurs. I don't really care about it. Kick does, so we're trying to, like, keep it kind of PG on Kick. So if you want to hear FDM's audio, make sure you tune in on our X Spaces. His audio is loud there. Yeah, you sound great, FDM. Yeah, it's clear.
Yeah, so some people have sent me DMs of chats. They've sent me DMs of chats. So I've got these DMs. You've got some phone calls and some DMs. So if anything did happen, we're covered. So...
That's good.
And they keep talking. They fucking keep talking. It's mind-boggling to me. Like, I don't understand it. Like, it's all 50 states in the union. Like, there's fucking laws about this. You doxing, stalking, intimidation. Like, it's not something that you're supposed to do in any space, whether it's between you and a closed Discord group or Rocket Chat group or wherever you're at. It's, you're not supposed to be doing it.
No, for real, it's not cool. And I'd also like to talk about earlier, I was not directly saying the AG cast for doxed us. I'm pretty sure it's Jiny the Human that's behind a lot of this. But honestly, it's allegedly, but I think AG Cast helped. A lot of the rumors have came from AG Cast, whether he helped dox us or not. It's behind closed doors, and these people have been joking about it. I wanted to reiterate that AG Cast 4, I do not know if he doxed us or not. My personal opinion is that Johnny's behind it. But we've had a lot of emerging rumors come from AG Cast 4. These are the ones that I've seen the community comment on the most and say, what is this guy talking about? Is this real? Is this satire? It's not real. It's satire on their end. We've had a lot of rumors about me and FDM. They're claiming he's my father, allegedly. And
maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. What the fuck does it matter?
My thing is, a lot of you might not know this. Most of you do. The main rumors are that I have a sexual relationship with FDM. If he was my father, it's very weird that you guys would joke about that and try to troll about that. AGCast 4 talks about it all the time. You can go through his replies and scroll down, or just search Zoopy or FDM. He's sexualizing my relationship with my alleged father. If he was my father, what do you sick fucks get from joking about my father taking my OnlyFans pictures? Which, by the way, doesn't exist anymore. So, why are we still talking about it? My main thing here is, what are these people getting from starting these rumors? Are they gaining anything, like, genuinely? It's low-key. Kind of, it's making me be invested. What are these people gaining from starting rumors, doxing me in FDM, just all this stuff? Do you think they're gaining anything from it, FDM? Do you think there's a reason behind any of it? Or do you think that they just, like, low-key hate us?
No, I think at first it was fun for them, because that's what they do. Before us, it was other people. That's what the Gatalog does. That behind all, behind every piece of drama there ever was the Gatalog or their members. I think at first they were just being the Gatalog, just doing what the Gatalog does. And then I think it kind of got personal once I said, yeah, I'm on Cody Wilson's side. Then they were like, oh, denounce it. Denounce it. You better denounce it. We'll leave you alone if you'd only denounce it. No, I'm not. I do what I want. I'm going to do what the fuck I want.
Exactly. Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense. Now, I'm going to admit this shit spooked me. It spooked me a lot. So I closed my account. I tried to actually reach out. There was one person that actually wrote me back. It was a pretty fucked up reply now that I look back and think about it and compare it to some other replies some other people posted on X publicly, and it matched up. But I think I wrote AG. I think I wrote Dionexus. And I know I wrote Prince. I know I wrote Clay, and I was like, let's just squash the beef. I'll go away and, you know, just keep everything, you know, whatever. We'll just squash the beef. You keep my information private. Well, it's a week later, and they've still been talking shit constantly, and it's been spreading throughout their little group. So, nah, they're not going to squash it, so here we are.
That's literally illegal. Mind everybody here. This is illegal.
Maybe.
That's intimidation at its finest. And that's what the Gatalog does. They start drama. And then when you turn around and you retaliate in any way and you talk a little bit of trash, they're going to come at you hard. They're going to threaten you. They're going to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever the fuck they want to do. LMNOP, okay? And, you know, 32A, we're not with it. We're not with it. Fuck these guys. Fuck their moms. Fuck their dads. Fuck their dogs. But, yeah. And also, FDM, did you happen to see the most emerging recent drama about, they're saying that you run my social accounts and so does Cody Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm Cody Wilson. You're Cody Wilson.
Yeah, they're in here, rev.lexi, you know, go give them a follow if you suck nuts. Yeah, they're in here. Them and what's her face? Silly girl or whatever. Yeah, that's the new drama. Cody Wilson runs my account, guys. Defcad.com.
It's hilarious. Like, I don't know what these people... It's retarded. You're not Cody Wilson. I'm not Cody Wilson. Cody Wilson doesn't run my account. I don't talk to Cody Wilson. Don't talk to any of his employees. I may have written an email once or twice, just being a dick and trolling. But no, it's not some grand conspiracy. I don't run your account. I don't run any of your accounts. it's fucking retarded.
No, it really is. It really is.
They're like, they're overextending themselves. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are noticing and going, what the fuck are you even talking about? Like,
no, I really hope so. That's also a point in the space other than just us being assholes and funny. Like, people need to know what's going on. And I know a lot of people really don't. Like, they see this drama with no context.
I'm really sure still, I'm having a problem with Clay. Like, I don't know. People are like, oh, Clay's such a good guy. He'll suck your dick. And he's just great.
He'll suck it?
Yeah, I think so. That's what I've heard. I mean, he's just this great guy, you know? But he doesn't seem like it. Like, like Unseen. Don't get me wrong. Love fucking Unseen. I took up for him, even though he didn't want me to. He just, you know, shut the fuck up, bro.
Unseen.
You know, I don't need your, you know, but I like him. But, like, what's he doing with Clay? Like, Clay and his buddies, Clay and his buddies are in the background fucking going on about Unseen being a fed. Like, and Clay isn't coming out and going, oh, well, Unseen's not a fed. You know, I work with him. We have the, you know, Gun Academy together, and Unseen's a straight shooter. No, he doesn't say shit.
That's not very homie.
No, it's not. Just like he didn't come out and say, no, I wouldn't post Zoopy's front door because I don't have Zoopy's front door. I don't have that information.
They're not denouncing it at all. None of it. They're not denouncing the doxing. They're not denouncing the threats. They're just kind of watching it and low-key agreeing with it. I totally agree with you.
Or maybe just as the beta manager of the Gatalog, we do not approve of doxing or threats or anything of that kind. I mean, a paragraph, like a few words, a sentence, something. So I'm pretty sure at this point, Clay, whatever you want to call him, Prince of Revolution, the Gatalog's beta manager, he's just like the rest of them. The only one that really I trust, and I probably fucking shouldn't, it's probably a psyop too, is Dr. Death. But he's always been a straight, seems like he's always been a straight. These people are, it's fucking people on the internet. You don't know anybody. You can't trust anybody here.
Death has always backed me. When there was a lot of hate last year, he was like, bro, why are we hating?
He's always been cool, but you just never know. You never know. You never fucking know. At this point,
Rev.Lexi Tramsh Pamda says, thanks for the shout out, girl. Yeah, you're welcome. I hope it was really beneficial to you, girl.
Now, girls. We're on kick. Well, you're on kick.
That don't matter. They don't know what I'm talking about. That's why they hate me, let's be honest.
Yeah, they hate you for one because you're a girl. They hate
me because I'm a female. That's what it is.
And you're repping Aussie. The moment they seen that you were Aussie, that was fucking it. And I actually have a message from our great leader V8 that I was supposed to say at the beginning of this space. I want to explicitly state that Zoopy nor I speak for Aussie.
Nope.
We do not speak for the team. Our views are not Aussie's. If you have any questions or want an official statement, that comes directly from the Aussie Twitter account, the Aussie X account, or straight from V8 Twin's mouth.
100%. 100%.
Which you'll probably never get a statement on anything.
They probably see us as the all-seeing eye on it because a lot of people from Aussie, they're not on Twitter talking shit. There's a very select few AWCY members that are on Twitter, you know, wasting their life away talking trash, and there's a reason for that.
And it's like, you and me.
Yeah, like we
it's legit do. You and me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if V8 or anybody would want me to say this, but we catch shit for it. Or at least I catch shit for it. I catch shit for being a dumbass on the internet all the time. They're like, why don't you just, just shut up, bro. Delete your Twitter account. Social media is for retards. And they're right. They're fucking right. This past week that I've had my Twitter account deactivated, I've got so much done. Like, so much.
Twitter is so fun, though. Don't get me wrong, the hate. It's fun. Like, it keeps you going, you know?
It's all-consuming, though. I get to the point where, like, I'm checking my DMs and, you know, dude saying this. Or, hey, have you seen this? Hey, look. It's, like, it's 24/7 high school.
Yeah.
Before you know it, I'm not getting my real work done, and I'm not doing any CAD work. I'm not doing any 3D2A shit. I'm not doing nothing. I'm just checking Twitter and checking my DMs and see who's talking shit.
Yeah. It can get definitely time consuming. I try to put out more than I'm taking in. I've got a lot of people blocked because it's gotten a bit boring for me. But yeah, we don't speak for AWCY directly. So any of these points, any of these topics, this is not us speaking for AWCY. However, there also has been drama around AWCY blocking people. So maybe we should talk about that because that happened this week and there was like an outrage on GunCAD Twitter about it.
The Uber Clay or Uber Clay? Fuck. Prince and Revolution getting blocked.
Yeah, many enemies and Prince and the Revolution have been blocked by AWCY's Twitter. And from my understanding of it, Prince and the Revolution knows why he was blocked. He was spreading lies about the team. And then Bro's been chilling DD2. I think he was an informant. That is my personal opinion. And many, he also knows why he's blocked. I mean, Bro left Aussie and had some words to say with some people because they had different opinions than him. And then started being buddy-buddy with DD2. And to be honest, I don't hate everybody from DD2, but all of the people coming from me are from Catalog. Every hater I have right now has Catalog.com in their bio. So how else should I feel about that?
.org, .net.
.edu, whatever the fuck.
I don't know about Princeton Revolution being an informant. I think, no, I don't think so. I think
he's, or like a DD2 informant. Sorry, not just, like a police informant, but like, I think... Yeah, let me make that clear. I don't mean like informing to the police. I meant like a DD2 informant.
He's fucking Catalog. He's the Catalog's fucking beta manager. Why the fuck? I mean, fuck him. I mean, if you're Catalog, eat a dick. I mean, period. Like, there's two people. Well, there's one person right now that I think is Catalog. Maybe he's an op. Maybe he's in the Discord just to gather information. I don't know, but he's pretty cool. I'm not going to say his name because if he's not an op, then everybody in, you know, on his team will fucking shit on him for it and give him hell. So I'm not going to say his name. Never mind.
No, that's fine.
There's one person right now I'm cool with from the Catalog, but that's about it.
Also, my ADD, but they said Sabar. I think that's how you say it. Sabar was Saber. Blocked. Or Saber. We're not sure why. We're thinking it's an accident. I don't know directly why. I know why Prince and many were blocked, but so far as Sabar, we don't know. Unfortunately,
they probably got him mixed up with
somebody else. Yeah,
the other tan man.
The other
Oh God, Dianexus.
Yeah, I've gotten Sabar mixed up with Dianexus before. I don't understand why they would block Sabar, so I'm definitely like thinking it
as
was.
As far as I know, I think is it Sabar or Saber? I forget. Either way, he's. I think he's cool. He's chill.
Yeah, I think he's chill too.
But Manny, I mean, the reason why he was blocked is because he's talking shit.
He's talking shit, bro. He flipped up. It would have been one thing to leave the group. That's totally okay. You know, you have your own opinions. You don't identify with, you know, AWCY or whatever. That's okay. But why are we shit talking your friends, your supposed homies? That's crazy.
Yeah.
He shit talked me too because I called him out on it. You guys can go to Prince and Revolutions, one of his posts, and look in the comments section. Many enemies trash talking me. That makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's slipping. I don't know if he's going through some shit. Like, I don't know. It just don't seem like him. It ain't the many that I talked to, I don't know, a year or two ago. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? But dude flipped. So, yeah, he's dead to me too. Figuratively speaking.
Yeah, it's sad you have to say that.
Yeah, it is sad I have to say that. Yeah. I mean, I wish him well. And that's about it.
Yeah, I wish him well too. Manny is definitely like a good homie of mine. It sucked to see him do that. I don't have anything bad to say directly about Manny, you know. Just wanted to throw that in there that he was saying he didn't know why he was blocked. They know. They know.
Bro's tweaky. Tweaky.
He's a little tweaky, but we love him.
Hey, you know, I heard him talking shit, or didn't hear him, read talking shit about AWC being a cult. Come on now.
Yeah, like what?
We're not a cult. What kind of retarded shit is that? We're just a loosely, you know, we're just a fucking gun dev group.
Yeah.
Not a cult. If you want to leave, you can leave. If you have your own opinion, you have your own opinion. I mean, we have rules. We're not like the Catalog and, you know, a couple of these other places where it's like there's no honor, there's no rules, there's no code, there's no nothing. Like, we do have rules in place. You can't dox people. That's an insta kick. You're done. Even if you dox someone from another group, that we don't want any snitches or rats. That's snitch fucking behavior right there. Doxing, you know, death threats, that'll get you kicked. Lying, you know, I was reminded not too long ago. I think it was V8 that reminded me that one of the big rules of AWCY is tell no lies, build cool shit.
Yeah, for real. No more snitches in the community, you guys. We're done with this. We're done with it. We're done with the snitches. We're done with the bitches. Yeah. I'm wondering if, I don't know who Frazier is. Should we let some other people speak?
I had one more point.
Okay, yeah.
One more point. I noticed like Navi and a couple of, well, the higher ups, I guess what I would call the higher ups in the Catalog, the higher positioned people, they refer to themselves as rats. They post little spinny rats and it's ha-ha funny. We're rats. Yeah, the rat pack. And I'm like, for the longest time, I was like, why? Why are they referring to themselves as rats? I think it's pretty clear now. They're fucking snitches. They're rats. They're ops. They're fucking snakes. They're little slithery snakes.
Slithery little snakes.
Little sneaky snakes.
The
rat, that's fitting. Very fitting.
Yeah, no, I actually have one more point too. I'd like to make a big disclaimer that the hate towards Catalog for me personally isn't a hate on the group as a collective. This isn't no high school drama. I don't hate these people because I'm in AWCY. I was really cool with a lot of these people before. Like, I was cool with Silly. I mean, I think even Rev Lexi, I was following for a little bit on Twitter and several others. But when the doxing happened and the hate happened and the lies about me happened and FDM, I started to see kind of just the repetitiveness that most of these people come from Gatalog. So when I say fuck Gatalog, I'm not really talking about Gatalog as a whole. I'm talking about the individuals within the group. And there's a large number of these people. And it sucks that there is, you know. We're here to stop gun control. We're here to print. We're here to build guns. We're here to be safe. We're here to have fun. And a lot of these people that are making it not fun for everybody else are from the Gatalog. And people don't want to talk about it because they're a pretty big collective. And fuck that. You guys suck. And I hope you spill your coffee in the morning.
I mean, it pretty much is all of the Gatalog, though. Like, you can, all the upper echelon, Navi, I'm not even going to say the lawyer's name, Zona, RK, Jiny, Yeezy, all these people, they make up the upper echelon. It's a big list, but all the people that are coming after you.
Hold on, let's go back. The upper what? The
upper echelon, the higher class Gatalog members, the people who run the show, Control Pew. All these people are the ones talking shit. They're behind the scenes. They're like Zona said, her and Matthew are good friends. They're good friends. They talk and, you know, they play and he represents her and, you know, they're. Yeah.
Sorry.
They all know what's going on. They all talk amongst each other.
I think I'm losing internet connection right now, which sucks.
Uh-oh. You are losing internet connection. Yep. I'm not sure if... Let me see. My co-host? I am now. I'm not sure if your connection dropped me off. I'm not sure how the internets work. I'm not sure how the magical pixies work on X. If the host drops, does that... Hold on. I'm gonna go to her kick, see if she's still on. Fucking boomers. Nope. It was just X. You're still live on Kick. Uh-oh. Maybe they got your IP and they're DDoSing. Maybe they're DDoSing your home connection. Maybe Elon is Gatalog.